Tranex Corporation presents a program on basic nursing care. Oral Hygiene, Part 1. Although hospitalized patients have many needs, proper mouth care is one of the most basic. This need can be satisfied through a program of regular oral hygiene. To most patients, regular oral hygiene is important because it provides comfort and a sense of well-being. However, of equal importance is the fact that good oral hygiene can prevent the growth of bacteria harbored in the patient's mouth. The mouth, with its combination of warmth, moisture, and food particles, is an ideal environment for the development of bacterial plaques. Bacterial plaques, the major cause of a vast majority of oral diseases, consist of colonies of densely packed bacteria. Although actually colorless, they are indicated here by the brown-colored areas on the teeth. In poorly cleaned mouths, they can be present on the teeth and gums, as well as on the tongue and inner cheeks. Routine oral hygiene, then, should include regular cleansing of all of these areas. The main objective in the performance of regular mouth care is to disrupt and disorganize the bacterial plaques, making them less effective in spreading oral disease and causing tooth decay. Another important factor to consider is your patient's own saliva. This too has an inhibiting effect on the growth of bacteria, provided secretion from the salivary glands is adequate. The flushing action of the saliva reduces the accumulation of bacteria and debris, while its moistening and lubricating properties help to maintain the patient's oral comfort. However, your patient's salivary flow may be reduced by mouth breathing, oxygen administration, fluid restriction, fever, drug therapy, or radiation therapy. A decrease in salivary flow causes the gingiva, or gums, to dry. Food particles adhere to the teeth and become difficult to remove. A decrease in salivary flow also causes the saliva to become more viscous, reducing its flushing and cleansing action. And without this action, bacterial plaque concentration increases. If oral hygiene is performed regularly, salivary flow will be stimulated, and the cleansing function of the saliva will be restored. In review, regular oral hygiene promotes comfort and well-being in your patient, disrupts the formation of bacterial plaques, reducing their effect in causing oral disease, and stimulates salivary flow. Effective tooth brushing helps to prevent the buildup of plaque and decay-causing food particles on the teeth and gums. The Bass technique of brushing is often recommended. For brushing the outer surfaces of all the teeth and the inside surfaces of the back teeth, the brush should be positioned with the bristles at the junction between the teeth and the gums. Brush movement is back and forth with short, gentle strokes. For brushing the inside surfaces of the upper and lower front teeth, the brush should be positioned vertically. Brush movement here consists of up and down strokes over the gum tissue and the teeth. Mouth care may be performed by the patient when her condition permits. See that the necessary equipment is available to her in the morning, after meals, and at bedtime. The equipment will usually include toothpaste or powder, a toothbrush, an emesis basin, and a glass of water. Dental floss may also be included. While your patient brushes, assess her brushing technique so that you may help her correct any deficiencies. After the teeth have been thoroughly brushed, the mouth should be rinsed with water. For removal of food particles between the teeth, encourage the use of dental floss. Then, if your patient wishes, a mouthwash may be used. While you are preparing to remove the equipment, take advantage of the time to provide your patient with dietary teaching. If her diet permits, encourage her to eat fresh fruit and vegetables so that she may benefit from their natural cleansing action. In review, when mouth care is to be performed by the patient, provide the necessary equipment, assess your patient's brushing technique, encourage the use of dental floss, and provide dietary teaching. The patient who needs assistance usually is one who is immobilized or too weak to perform his own mouth care. Such a patient will be completely dependent on your knowledge of routine oral hygiene and your ability to perform it for him. Before and after assisting your patient, be sure to wash your hands thoroughly. This is very important in the performance of all mouth cleansing procedures. If the patient has mouth lesions, a tongue blade wrapped with a gauze pad or a commercial sponge stick may be used for cleansing the soft tissue. For cleaning the teeth, a soft toothbrush is best and should be used whenever possible. In addition, you will need a towel, an emesis basin, lubricant, gauze pads, several cups of water, and a dentifrice. A straw should be provided to facilitate mouth rinsing. If your patient is unable to position himself, turn him on his side to preclude aspiration of any solutions. A pillow may be used to help keep the patient's head facing to the side and downward. Slip the towel under your patient's face and place the emesis basin on the towel. Before starting to brush your patient's teeth, moisten the toothbrush with water. If the brush appears too hard, it can be softened by soaking it in warm water for a few minutes. With a piece of gauze wrapped around your finger, gently pull the cheek away from the teeth. Be careful not to get your fingers between the biting surfaces. Brush the outside surfaces of all the teeth first, placing the bristles at the junction between the patient's teeth and gums. Brush gently, using short, back and forth strokes. Brush the inside surfaces of the patient's back teeth in the same manner. Gentleness is important. Avoid scratching or irritating the patient's gums, and allow him to rinse his mouth periodically during the brushing procedure. Brush the inside surfaces of the upper and lower front teeth by holding the brush in a vertical position. Make several gentle up and down strokes over the gum tissue and teeth. Throughout the procedure, observe your patient for signs of fatigue. Allow him to close his mouth and rest whenever he appears tired. Finally, using a gauze-wrapped tongue blade or a sponge stick moistened in water, remove the loosened foreign material and cleanse the inner surfaces of the cheeks, tongue, and the roof of the mouth. The actions of cleansing the mouth will stimulate the flow of saliva. Thus, the function of the mouth's natural cleaning mechanism is improved, and the buildup of harmful plaques is reduced. Allow your patient to rinse his mouth with water. Then, if he wishes, he may use a mouthwash. If the patient's lips are cracked or dry, they should be lubricated. Vaseline, a lanolin preparation, or a lubricant of the patient's own choice may be used. Mineral oil should not be used because of the danger of aspiration. In review, for the patient who needs assistance, position the patient to prevent aspiration of solutions. Practice gentleness when brushing the patient's teeth. Observe the patient for signs of fatigue, and allow the patient to rest when he appears tired. This ends part one.